While U.S. troops fought Confederate forces in the eastern half of the country, troops in the High Plains were concerned about an Indian uprising. Their fear produced a very sad chapter in American history. The story on the American Countryside, brought to you by my friends at Exmark Mowers. Get the best cut faster with an Exmark. Go to Exmark.com today.
It takes the right tools to keep your farm running efficiently, so why would you settle for anything else with your mowing equipment? More and more farmers are stepping up to the brand more landscape professionals choose. They're using Exmark. Purchase 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand by landscape mowing professionals. Trust your farm's mowing needs to Exmark. It's a better cut faster, and it's commercial grade, so it just may be the last mower you ever need. Text Exmark to 283-342 or go to Exmark.com for special offers going on now and to find your local Exmark dealer.
Classic Iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in The Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
In 1864, the Civil War raged in the eastern U.S. Meanwhile, in Colorado, scattered raids by Native Americans against white settlements led some to believe tribes were perhaps working with the Confederacy to lead a broad attack in the West. It was actually 19th century hype.
The newspapers, particularly those in the Denver area, for the most part supported some type of campaign to punish what was known then as the hostiles.
Craig Moore says the notion of a huge attack was nonsense. There were simply too few Cheyennes scattered over thousands of square miles in the High Plains.
For anybody to expect the Indians to act or to move as one concentrated army was unfathomable. As it turns out, those that would suffer would become the ones that were the easiest to get to or the easiest to find.
The easiest to find was a chief that held an olive branch of peace to the U.S. government. His name was Black Kettle.
Black Kettle and the other chiefs, to the number of maybe 600 or so, were camped in the bend of the creek, apparently having come here with the assumption we're under the protection of some entity of the United States government.
Major Ned Winekoop had formed a bond with Black Kettle and other chiefs earlier in 1864, which gave the Cheyenne confidence that the U.S. government would protect them.
He had taken Black Kettle and some of the chiefs to Denver in September and had let them camp after that around and near Fort Lyon. So it was a shock to Black Kettle and his people when they looked out that morning and saw the soldiers approaching.
It was the morning of November 29th, 1864. And the events to follow are today known as the Sand Creek Massacre. More next time as we travel the countryside near Shivington, Colorado. I'm Andrew McCrae.